Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a few new things that I've been hinting at, or not even really hinting at, just not knowing what I'm going to do. Now I know. A lot of cool things are happening right now, and these are some of the things that's going to be happening from here on out. Just to let you guys know, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and I will be making my return to YouTube and getting into that. All reaction episodes from here on out will be on YouTube. As soon as I get more studio time to where I can actually have a place where I can do the reaction episode, I will record it and put it on YouTube. But until then, you will get the audio version with some type of background on YouTube. Everybody seems to be loving, by the way, loving the reaction episodes. The listenership or the downloading is off the charts right now. I have been shocked. You people love the reaction episode, Maryland, and any quick hitter I do is off the charts. Fantastic, love it. So I'm going to put them on YouTube, okay? We've got the reaction episode going on YouTube. Also, the giveaways. I've now created a couple of new stickers and bracelets. I know, the little rubber bracelets like the, you know what I'm talking about. The little rubber bracelets is going to say Michigan Maniac because we all are OG maniacs, right? All these will be for free as long as you go ahead and like and subscribe and follow the YouTube page and also leave a review. I think it's only a 5-star review or whatever it is on Spotify. Go ahead and do that. These are the two things I'm going to be pushing because these are the two things I want to focus on. I want to focus on YouTube and I want to focus on Spotify. So you guys do that. You hit me up in the DMs. Let me know your name, address. I don't care if it's a fake name and address. As long as it's a real address I can send some stuff to, I'm going to do it. You let me know that you follow the YouTube or even Spotify. You left a review. I will send you stickers and little rubber bracelets. They're pretty awesome. Also, with this, there is a thing where I'm going to institute called Voicemail Mondays. That's right. You can, when you go to Spotify, on every episode, it will tell you in the bio where you can leave a voicemail. Please leave me a voicemail. Those will go to Voicemail Mondays. I want to start making a Voicemail Monday, and that will probably take the place of Ask Me Anything. But Voicemail Mondays, leave them, get on the show. Absolutely get on that. Support the show for $4.99 a month. This way I can start making t-shirts and hats. I've ordered two prototype hats with two different logos, the old logo and the new one, and I'm going to put them on Instagram and Facebook fan page. So this way you guys can check them out and see if you even want them. You let me know. I will order them, and I will send them out to you. All this, I am not looking to make a dime from this, but $4.99, the more you guys support, the more I can start doing to create the army of maniacs that love the Michigan Football Rant, okay? So listen, go to Spotify, push Spotify. I'm telling you, push it to your friends, push it to all your Michigan family. Leave a review. You hit me up with numerous names of people who've done it. As long as they've really supported and subscribed to either the YouTube or Spotify, I will send you stickers and rubber bracelets. And if you guys continue to do so, I can get you hats and t-shirts. That's what my promise to you. I'm going to get more aggressive with this. Now that things are starting to move, you guys are killing it, by the way. The only reason why I'm doing this is because you guys are showing the support that I knew was going to start happening. And if I'm getting around five, I mean, literally, guys, reaction episodes are getting around 500 downloads just, and I know that's little, but 500 downloads just on podcasting. If I go to YouTube, it's going to be way more. So I want to start pushing this. I want to start getting the Michigan football rant out there. Get you maniacs involved. I'm super excited. So let's do this, okay? Let's push Spotify to everyone you know. Like and review on YouTube. Hit me up DM wise, and I will send you stickers and rubber bracelets. They're all coming in now, okay? If you guys want hats, when I get the prototypes, I will put them on Instagram, and I will put them on the Facebook, like my father says, and we'll get going. Okay? Let me know. We're gonna do this, guys. We're gonna start dominating the way I always thought we should dominate before COVID. So that's it, guys. Enjoy this week's episode. Hey, hey, this is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the big game pregame, Nebraska. That's right. So before we get into the breaking down of the game, let's go ahead and just talk about some of the things that have gone on in the last couple weeks. Well, mainly Ryan Day and Mel Tucker. Can you imagine? Think about this, guys. We are living this season where we've seen now not one, but two of our rivals lose their minds. I mean, obviously, a much drastic, like they're way too differently drastic results here, but still, it's fun to watch. I mean, Mel Tucker, you know, doing what Mel Tucker does. And then now Ryan Day pretty much putting an ad in the paper saying that Michigan lives rent-free in his head. I mean, he took his time after the game to threaten an old man, so elder abuse, then try to rewrite history where he said they only had one bad half, and then the whole world against Ohio State. Last time I checked, if the whole world was against them, they lose in awful fashion to us last season, and they still make it into the playoff without playing in or winning their conference. Does that sound like the whole world is against Ohio? This guy is losing it, man. This dude is losing it. He must get 10 to 15 questions every week on how tough his team is or how lack of toughness there is on this team, right? There, it has to be, because there's no other way I can think of that he's so focused on that. You know, and like, what does the old saying say? If you have to tell people you're tough, you're not tough. Other people say those things about you, right? Like, people are like, ooh, don't mess with them. That's a tough son of a bitch right there. You know what I mean? Anybody who goes around pounding their chest talking about how tough they are usually the one that gets knocked out. And I'll be honest with you, this holds true because I used to be the director of operations at a major nightclub in Denver, Colorado when I was growing up. And as a young man. And, usually, the guys that we would kick out, the ones who were the loudest, were always the easiest to take out. The ones who were the quietest, never really said anything, you always had to watch them. You always had to keep an eye on those guys, because those guys weren't scared to throw down. The guy who's the loudest is usually the scaredest. Usually, in my dealings with things, so this just completely rings true with me. I see Ryan Day, and I see a scared little boy who knows that his job's on the line, and he's got to do everything and anything he can to convince people that he's the guy for the job. I don't see anything else. I don't see a confident guy. Not at all. And I can't wait. I can't wait now for Michigan to play this team, because watching that game against Notre Dame, you only threw it to Marvin Harrison three times. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Could even be top 5. And you threw to him three times. I mean, hell, their quarterback even played high school football with him, and he still only threw it to him three times. Please do that against Michigan. Please. I beg of you, continue to keep this we need to act just like Michigan thing. Please, we do so good against teams that try to emulate what we do. And I was watching it, and I'm thinking, I'm watching both of these teams. I'm thinking, boy, these are just bad, bad imitations of Michigan football. I mean, Ryan Day's trying to do something he has no idea what he's doing. That'd be like me stepping in and trying to be a Spanish teacher. I have no idea. I barely even know English, but I step in and do Spanish? What are you kidding me? You're crazy. And then I'd be exposed. So this is really a great time to be a Michigan Wolverine fan, because I mean, you've watched both of your rivals, just their head coach is completely self-destructing. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. I can't wait. And then still, with that being said, Ohio's still probably going to be undefeated or with one loss when they come into this Michigan game. So, you know, it's just the mental part that I'm excited about, because that means in the third and fourth quarter, once again, we should take it to them. So, other things, college football right now, this coming up week, there's not a whole lot on the agenda, the slate, as they say. I mean, Texas, Kansas is coming into Austin. That might be a game for about a half. I think Texas is probably starting to fill themselves right now, so I don't know what Kansas has got to offer, but it'll be a great game for Kansas fans. I think, you know, they'll get to actually feel like they're important for once. USC, Colorado. I don't. I see this game going a lot like that Oregon game. USC is way too talented offensively for CU's defense. They're way too fast for CU's defense. And even though USC's defense is not great, they're still better than Colorado's offense. You know what I mean? So I mean, you'll probably see like a, I don't know, man. I think USC will run the score up if they can too, just to prove a point. Not even a point against CU. I think they just want to prove that they're better than Oregon. You know what I mean? Like opponents, and you know, Pac-12's like notorious for beating each other up and then ruining each other's chances to get into the playoffs. So I think if there's a chance, even if it's close, for USC or Oregon to get into the playoff, they're going to be like, "Well, look what we did against like opponents. We killed Colorado. They only beat them 40. They only put 42 on them. We put 60 something on them." You know what I mean? So don't be shocked if Lincoln Riley's going to try and do what Mike McDaniel did to the Broncos and do a 70-20. It wouldn't shock me if I saw a 70-20 game. I mean, and it's definitely not shocking me what I'm seeing in the media right now and how they're handling this thing with Prime, because I've said it before. I was worried when Colorado ultimately fell, how fast people would start talking shit, and it's happening. You know, it seems like this society, we build people up really fast, just so we can pop the bubble on him and then really say, "Oh, look how shitty he's been, shitty the whole time." And it's a win-win for those people who do that, right? It's a win because they ride the wave of, "Oh, he's so great," pushing the narrative, "Oh, look how great, blah blah blah." And I think Prime overall is going to be, I think he's going to build Colorado into something. But I mean, come on, man. They only won one game last season. Even with 80 guys coming in, you're just not going to be at the level of Oregon or USC or whatever. So I said 6 games. But anyways, you know, build up Prime super high.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, sorry about that. My phone. If you have an Apple phone and it's connected to your laptop, everything just stops so you can answer the phone. And I'm too old to figure out how not to do that. Anyways, so what I was trying to say is that they build up the bubble just to burst it on him. So this way, they get all the clicks, all the favorable clicks leading up to his demise, or you know, the one game falter, and then the popping of the bubble. So you get all the other clicks that go along with that. So I was right. I just saw that coming. I still don't think Colorado's going to be good enough to beat USC. I still think six games, seven games, they're going to be bowl eligible for sure. Hell, man, they could win out and just play and lose against Utah at the end of the season and be, what, 8-3 or whatever? Still not bad, you know, pretty great, amazing thing that Prime's done still, you know. So that game's going to be kind of interesting for about a quarter. Let's see. Oh, and then Michigan State, Iowa. I'm interested to see how Iowa bounces back because, to be honest, Iowa and Wisconsin, I think, are the two best teams in the West. So I'll be interested to see how that plays out. I want to see how Cade McNamara rebounds, to be quite honest. I just don't think Michigan State has anything to offer in any type of opposition to Iowa. Iowa's defense, even though it had a rough time against Penn State, that's mainly due to the turnovers by the offense and then special teams or whatever. But still, Michigan State, I think they rotated in two or three quarterbacks in this last game. This last game, and I don't even know who the hell they played. But Jesus, whoever they played can't be that great. Who was it? I can't even remember who they played. Man, that's bad. They suck so bad. I just don't see them being great. They're in free fall. They're in shambles. Their whole university is burning down. Get ready for D'Antonio to have his own sexual harassment scandal just so he can leave. Or maybe he'll do the fake illness like Urban Meyer. You know, I mean, he's got to come up with something. This is embarrassing. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only – other than that, there's not really any great games in the Big Ten either, you know, besides us and Nebraska, and we all just – because we're Michigan fans, we want to see that. So now let's get into what I kind of hope to see from this game going forward is I'd like to see the offensive line continue to play better, which I think is going to happen. They're going to have to because – Notre Dame. I always want to say Notre Dame when I'm thinking of Nebraska for some reason. Nebraska is really good at stopping the run. Now, granted, they haven't played anybody that runs the ball that well. So I think this one's going to be kind of like Penn State a few years ago. Or no, actually last year when they had not played anybody really of note all season. And everybody's like, oh, they're so amazing at stopping the run and they're this and they're that. And they're, you know, okay. And then they play us and then we put like 300, 400 total yards rushing on them. I think the same thing with Nebraska. Right now, Nebraska's ranked second in the nation on run defense. They only allow 46.3 yards per game in rushing, which is impressive. But still, Colorado can't run the ball. Minnesota can't run the ball. And then whatever two losers they played lately can't run the ball either, apparently. So, but they do have a good defensive line. Their number zero is a big old white boy. He's ex-wrestler, or former wrestler. Which is the new fad. I mean, we did it with Mason Graham. I just think they make for great defensive linemen. They're really good with balance. They're really good with leverage. They're really good at knowing how to use their weight to their advantage, you know, especially going up against big men just like themselves. I think it's a perfect fit for that position. They also have that Omar Brown. He's got 22 total tackles. He's forced a fumble and an interception, and he's pretty good at both run and coverage. He can cover pretty well for a safety. So like that. But, you know, so our offensive line is going to have to do something. You know, this is going to be a really good game for them to get better at. Because I don't know what Nebraska's approach is going to be. You know, do they take the same approach that Penn State did, and we're going to be like, well, we're so good at stopping the run that we're going to kind of focus on the pass. And then Michigan just, you know, took advantage of that. So I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go with that because Nebraska allows 251 yards per game passing. So it could be a big game for JJ. It could be a big game for Corum. I'm very interested hopefully, and this gets to my other thing I want to see Edwards finally do something. And like I said in the reaction episode last week, I mean, if we're not going to use him as a running back because he's in his head too much, then let's use him like Urban Meyer did with Percy Harvin. I don't know why the word sounds so weird now. Percy Harvin, and just put him everywhere. Let's just see what we can do with that then. I mean, let's do something because I hate to see a very talented young man like that just sit on the sidelines. And then when we put him in, he rushes right ahead and doesn't wait for the hole open and he gets a yard, you know? So hopefully Edwards has a big game, right? Hopefully he pops one or two of those big bad boys. And, you know, he's looking at like 75, 90 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns. That would be great. I think that would do a lot to get him back into a good mindset. Also, I want to see our defensive line. We allow 80 yards per rush, per game, right? Total yards rushing. I want to see that even. I want to see, because that's going to be the focus for Nebraska. They can't pass the ball. I mean, I even read something, or even I heard it, I can't remember where they're even trying the triple option. Now, if that's true, the triple option will present a problem, only because who does that anymore? Air Force, Georgia Tech, and people in leather helmets used to do that. I think Red Grange was the perfecter of the triple option, and he's been dead for, I don't know, 30 years? I mean, for God's sakes, man. Like, but that means we have to stay at home once again, which if we did it against Rutgers, it looked like we were going to have a kind of a hard time with this against Rutgers there at first because both McGregor and Stewart went in immediately. They did whatever moves they did, and they went in and allowed the edge to be wide open. And thank God there was a holding penalty on 72 because that's when Manungi ran for like 20 yards, 30 yards, or whatever it was, and that had to get called back, thank the Lord. But we really need to pay attention because if they're going to run the triple option, Rutgers had some success where they did the RPO. So RPO is just a more elevated, more progressive version of the triple option, kind of. You know, I mean, it's not triple option, but you know what I mean, of the option designed offense. So I'm curious now. I mean, I'm really curious to see how this goes. I think that's why I can't wait to see how our defensive end plays. I mean, our defensive line plays. I'm really looking to see a big game out of Benny this game. I really want Benny to make a name for himself because Cam Good is looking great. Grant is amazing. And with Graham out for at least the next 2 weeks, this is a perfect time for Benny to really make a name for himself and, you know, kind of shake things up. Maybe, you know, stake his claim for the starting role. I doubt it because Graham is just so good. But still, he gives me Aaron Donald vibes. You know what I mean? Actually, to be quite honest with you, he reminds me a lot of Mo Hurst, Benny. About same body size, body type, but the dude is just unblockable sometimes. And I think I think there's more in there. And I'm looking forward for a big game from Benny. Our defensive backfield, I mean, if our defensive line does what it's supposed to and we force Nebraska to pass that ball, it could be a big day for us. I mean, Jeff Sims, if he starts, because at this moment, Matt Rhule has not named a starter. So with that, Jeff Sims could be he's 4 interceptions to 1 touchdown. He's only thrown for 220 yards. He's rushed for almost as many yards as he's passed for, you know. Or that Heinrich Haberg, I don't know, I think he might be Swedish or German or something. He's their leading rusher. This kid, 42 rushes for 272 and 2 touchdowns. He's their quarterback. He's their quarterback, and he's the leading rusher. You know what I mean? You know, there's that old saying, if your defensive backs are your leading tacklers, you have an awful pass defense. Same thing goes with your quarterback. If your quarterback is your leading rusher, you have no pass offense. So all these numbers just prove true, right?
because he's passed for 278 and four touchdowns, so he's much more efficient in the touchdown area than he is than Sims. But still, you know, none of these numbers are going to make you excited. I mean, and I haven't seen Nebraska in the last two games, so I don't know if it's been a rotating door of injury or inconsistency or just whatever, but they obviously don't have a starter that Matt Rhule loves yet, or he's hurt. See, that's what I think. I don't know. But either way, I'm not worried about this. Like, are you worried if you see Jeff Sims in there? Not if we're going to focus on the run. Now we can just focus on the run. You know, because you know that's all he's going to do. So I forced the kid to pass, and then we got it. And that Hendrick kid, I don't know, or Hobart kid, whatever his name is, I don't even know what he does. He does both what seems to be mediocrely well. So either way, I'm not worried. Now let's go with stars of the game. You know what? I'm going to say Edwards is going to be one of the stars of the game. I know that's crazy, even though he's done nothing all year. I'm going to say this is it. This is going to be the one. Edwards is going to be a star. I'm going to say Roman Wilson's going to be a star. And then, you know what I'm going to do? Benny. I'm going to go with Benny being a star. Benny, Wilson, and Edwards, baby. The three stars of the game. And the final score, I really want to go high on this one. I really do. But Michigan just doesn't care right now about blowing people out. So I would say we're going to win 38-3. I think our defense steps up big once again. We've continued to show that the second half adjustment is just something that Michigan excels at when it comes to defense. So I'm excited about that. There's nothing that Nebraska does offensively that should scare us, really. It's for the simple fact that they don't have a quarterback to do it. So yeah, I think we stop the run, we force them to pass, and don't be shocked if we get one or two turnovers that way. Yeah, dude. I mean, hell, if Will Johnson is one of the stars of the game because he's got one or two interceptions, that'd be great. I'd be happy to be wrong on the stars of the game, but I think that's about it. I think we'll roll. I think you'll see a Michigan team just kick ass, take names. It's going to be very probably very businesslike. And we'll get things done and go. I hope Hausman has a fantastic game going back to Nebraska, kind of show off, his better digs. So I think that's really it, guys. This will be, I don't know, it's going to be one, just like every other game we've played so far. Michigan's going to go in, do what they got to do, do it professionally, and get out. And then that's where we'll be. So It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine, especially watching how our rivals have fallen apart. The head coaches, anyways. It's fantastic. Guys, I'm working on some new freebie stuff just to give out. Like, I don't even know yet. Like, not braids, not wristbands, because I still have those, or a few of those, anyways. Keychains and stuff. Like, little things that you guys can just have on your person or give out to friends and family and all that kind of stuff, or whatever you guys want to do. I don't care what you want to do with them. I'm just happy that you want them. And guys, please go and support the social media. I'm on everything now, all social media stuff. Oh, do all that. Support the memes. Put them out there because I think I have the best memes in the biz. Also, get your questions in tonight for the Big Ten Bitch Fest. Get it in. I'm going to hopefully have a guest with me. I still have to nail down some things, some particulars, so this way I know it's capable of doing it. But get all your stuff in for the Big Ten Bitch Fest for tomorrow, okay? Either go through the link on Spotify and sign up with the... It's signing up just meaning that you have an account that you can send a voicemail on. Nothing more, nothing less. They're not going to ask you for anything else. Also, because I had to do it myself just to see so you guys would know. And then two, if you don't want to do that, just DM me on Instagram. All right, your bitch fest. What you want to complain about, send it to me Or hell, even what you want to kind of make fun of, because I'll end up making fun of that too. That's fine with me. I love it. So just send it to me. We'll just get it all ready for tomorrow. All right. Like I said, great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Thank you so much for everything you guys have done. The show keeps getting bigger and bigger and better, and the numbers are starting to reflect that finally. And that's all because of you and your support. So I really appreciate you guys. And forever and always, guys, go blue.